How many and wonderful are all your works, O Lord. You form the clouds in the heavens. You walk on the wings.
Within every man, there is a golden harp with which man is meant to sing unto the name of the Lord. In other words, we are actually a bundle of joy, we are actually a bundle of goodness, declaring the majesty of God. This thing is locked up within every man. When John saw the 144,000 with golden harps in their hands singing a new song in the book of Revelations, he was only seeing a people who have realized that original creation, that true creation, or that true, intention of God being fulfilled in their lives. Of course, in the systems of the world today, that golden harp has been, abandoned. In the psalmist says that by the city of Babylon, we lay down our harps and we could not sing with the harps. But today, God is giving us that new song again, where we can sing with joy. He's giving us a kingdom, and the Bible says clearly that the kingdom of God is not in meat and in drink, but rather the kingdom of God is in joy, what? In the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. It's not joy in materiality. It's not joy by, achieving success the way the world seeks success, but rather joy by the word Holy Ghost. See, it's something that is divine, something that is spiritual, something that is real, that is inner. Joy in the Holy Ghost. See, beyond all this suffering and all this pain and everything that we see, there's actually a dimension of laughter, a dimension of jubilation, a dimension of pure peace, love, and harmony. And this is God's kingdom. It is the kingdom of the one and only creature of God. Because when we enter into that kingdom, we discover that we are just that one creature of God. Praise God. And it's fun, really. It's fun when you see yourself multiplied again and again, in different dimensions, in every place, in every space, in every color. You see yourself again and again, everywhere, feeling all in all. And it's really joy and it's really fun. Praise God. So the work of the ministry today is to bring man back into the conscious awareness of God's kingdom, of God's realm, God's world. See, a world without end. Hallelujah. A world that never passes away. Praise God. World without end. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse, this is something, a passing comment. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. the prayer of Paul. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Praise God. We are being ushered into something. We who are the church. You know, the church is the body of Christ. See, the church is the Christ. Let us cancel our imagination from our imaginations that there is a church somewhere and there is Christ somewhere. The church is the body of what? Of Christ. The church is what? Is Christ. Praise God. Now, the ordinary natural mind cannot comprehend this. To the natural mind, this is abomination, that you make yourself equal with the Lord. But the church is the body of Christ. The church is Christ. And Christ is the body of God. So in reality, the church is the manifestation of God, and God is glorified in the church, which is the body of Christ. God is glorified, what? In the church. In reality, the church manifests God. See it? And this is something that goes on throughout all ages, world without end. We are entering into a new dispensation through the revelation, through the quickening of the word that we are hearing today. Praise God. Are you listening? It's how you hear that opens your door into God's world. Eh? Don't think something will come and happen somewhere and carry you into God's kingdom. Eh? See, it is the voice that you are hearing today that will lead you into what? Into God's kingdom. It's the voice of the Spirit, it's not the voice of man, that will lead you into this dimension, into this world that God has prepared for those that love Him. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17 says, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Are you listening? The things that the Lord will do are everlasting. What God will do is what? It's everlasting unto everlasting. Israel, that is you and I, we shall be saved with the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Everlasting salvation, a world without end. Praise God. A world without end. We are entering into a dispensation that breaks through the barrier of materiality, that breaks through the barrier of time and space, and all the parameters that have got to do with this world that we live in. World without end. Praise God. The same Paul that wrote those things thousands of years ago is still there, reigning in this world without end. Praise God. And some today who are hearing this voice are being ushered in into this world without end. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 45 verse 18. For thus says the Lord that created heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none besides Him. Now, when you hear these kind of things, at times they are very difficult to place. You need the Spirit of revelation to understand what God is saying. He's speaking about a creation. This is something that we call the new heavens and the new earth. I've created, God says He has created, I've formed the earth and the heavens to be inhabited. But who is to inhabit this new heavens and this new earth? This heaven and this new earth that God has created. Who is to inhabit it? He says that it is created. He created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. Now who will inhabit it? Because immediately after he gives a clue, he says, I am the Lord and there is none else. I am the Lord, there is none else. Can nothing inhabit God's kingdom or God's world? Who inhabits God's kingdom? Who inhabits that world to be created? It's the Lord himself. Praise God, it is the Lord himself. So you can see that in this new dispensation, every man lives by the name of the Lord. Are you listening? Every man lives by the name of the Lord in this new creation, world without end. Hallelujah. It is inhabited by the Lord God, because besides him there is what? None else. He is the one who inhabits this creation, world without end, a creation of bliss. Hallelujah. A creation of enjoyment, of peace, of harmony, of pure love. Hallelujah. A creation where everyone lives by the name of the Lord. See, in that place we have transcended doctrines, beliefs. Somebody says it's this way, somebody says that way, somebody said I believe this, I believe that. All that is over in that dimension. Now we begin to live by the name of the Lord. Praise God. The activity of grace, the spiritual work of God upon the earth today, is to gather everyone in one. Ephesians says that he has made known to us his will, that he gather all things. Are you listening? All things, whether in the heavens, whether on the earth, whether those who are dead physically, whether those who are still alive physically, the intention is to gather everything back in one. He has made known to us this is goodwill, his goodwill. And that is to gather into one all things that are in heaven and earth. Everything. Praise God. You don't need to worry about somebody who has died. You don't need to worry about a brother, a father, a mother, or a close loved one who has died, who has passed away, because he is gathered into this one that inhabits this new creation that is God's world without end. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. It's not, it has got nothing to do with the systems of men. In fact, the systems of men are destined to be destroyed. How be these things happen in a secretive manner? Hallelujah. The workings of God are not something that you actually begin to observe with your eyes. You know, Jesus Christ came into this world and they did not recognize that the Son of God had come into this world. Do you know that? And do you know that he's still coming again and again and the world is still not recognizing him? Oh, there's a lot of literature today on Jesus. A lot of people are praying Jesus and clapping Jesus in churches. Praise God. And when you look at religion, religion at times looks very convincing, but it's all the realm of the dead. Even those who say they are called out of Babylon, called out of the called out, you don't discover that at the end of the day, it's still the same religion. We've seen it again and again. Now, I've been through a lot over the years. to be able to stand to preach and, you know, to preach all these things. See, I've seen God has taken me now. It's not just for me alone. God has taken me through a lot. I've seen a lot. See it. If you want to talk of the pinnacle of Zion, we have seen it. If you want to talk of hell, we have seen it. If you want to talk of the lake of fire, we have seen it. I've seen it all. And I declare to you today that the systems of men is just simply a formation of idols. Volumes of books, and everybody cries, Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus, and Jesus, and that, and that. And at the end of the day, they are not really recognizing what Jesus means. These same ones that are calling Jesus are still crucifying the Christ again and again, without even knowing. Praise God. So you see, he comes into this world. Hallelujah. It is written by the prophets that his voice will not be heard in the streets. See, it is a silent walking of the Spirit of God. The silent walking of God. God manifests himself and does his works in diverse ways, in mysterious ways that the world is not aware. You don't see it on the CNN. Praise God. You don't see it on the CNN or on the, or, you know, on the cable networks or on the internet. You don't see it there. Rarely do you hear about the things of God. The activity of God that is working in the background. There's something happening. Praise God. There is a destruction, a taking away of the old systems of men and the establishing of that which is God. Praise God. In the book of Daniel, chapter 2, I can't just read all these things one verse by one. I encourage you to read these Bibles yourself. Praise God. And when you read them by the Spirit, not by the natural intellect. See, Daniel chapter 2, the king, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, who was the great ruler of the earth at that time, had this great vision that troubled him, a vision that could not be interpreted by all the magicians and all the soothsayers and all the, you know, the people that he had in his kingdom at that time. But Daniel, the one described to have the excellent spirit, understood the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. In fact, Daniel actually, by divine revelation, knew the dream. He knew the exact dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, and he interpreted that dream. Of course, that interpretation that Daniel gave is an interpretation that even Daniel himself did not understand. So that those dreams and the visions all over the Bible are meant for the spiritually illumined. They are meant for the spiritually enlightened. All those things we read and see in the book of in the books in the Bible are simply pointers to God's invisible kingdom. They are pointers to the workings of God in these last days. Because last days, we're not talking saying that the world will go up in flames. You are in the last days as you pass over from the ignorance of man into Christ. You are in the last days. The last days of your life as a human being. See, we are being transported into being God once more. We are being elevated from the realm of the dust back into God's kingdom. Praise God. So back to the vision of Nebuchadnezzar in the time of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar had this vision of a great statue who had in the head of gold. Amen. And he had the chest of silver. Praise God. That is the breast, the arms of Shiva, and the belly and the thighs of the great image was made of bronze. So you had gold for the head, seat, the chest, and the hands were of silver, and the belly and the feet were of bronze, and the feet, the legs, the feet of this great statue, it was very bright and splendorous, was made of clay and iron. See, while Nebuchadnezzar was beholding this very mighty, brilliant statue, which looked immovable, he beheld a rock that was cut out without hands. A piece of stone, a stone that was cut out without hands. Invisible hands cut out this rock. And do you know what this stone did? Praise God. Do you know what this stone did? This stone struck the, you see, this stone was, you know, struck the foot of the statue. And we know the foot was made of clay and what? And iron. The stone that was cut out without hands struck the foot of the statue. And the Bible says that the statue was destroyed. See, it was destroyed so much that it became like chaff. Destroyed into, cut completely. And the winds blew the shaft away. So that statue, which looked at it, it was immovable, which looked very splendorous, was totally taken away, annihilated in a moment. Praise God. Now that vision is an indication of the work that God is doing in our individual lives today and in the systems of the world today. But you can never observe these things with natural eyes. People think that something will happen and this world will just come to a halt. And that is the end of the world. Let me tell you, the end is already happening again and again in the consciousness of those who are entering into this reality of what we are hearing today. Praise God. If you are awakening in Christ, the world has ended. Are you listening? Because the world signifies ignorance of what Christ is. Ignorance of the Son that you are and God. Praise God. When Adam transgressed and shrank away from God's kingdom, Adam became the world. That is the world. Praise God. He now entered into a dimension, into a consciousness that is void of the knowledge of the eternal God. That is the world. Hallelujah. So you can see that these things occur in an invisible manner. That's why it's good you take your books, big books, big men of God, praise God, and just burn them. Throw them away. They will not help you. See, they only just point towards false hopes. Hallelujah. Praise God. This little stone that is cut out without hands shows the workings of the Spirit of God in our lives. Praise God. How God is leveling the systems of men and the systems of religion. How God is leveling that consciousness that is tied to mortality. Clay and iron speak of that which is corruptible, that which is mortal, that which is earthly, that which rusts, that which is temporal, that which is not divine, that which is of the earth, earthly. Praise God. And we know it is a curse to live in that earthly state. See, God did not generate a man to live in that state. This world that we see today and all the glories of men, our beliefs and everything is founded upon mortality. Praise God, is founded upon materiality, upon that which is perishable. That is the world of man, the systems of men, and the systems of religion. See, but the work of God, the workings of God, now mark it, is the workings of God. It is God that works in us to will, to do. It is the workings of God in us. On my own, I can do nothing. Don't think that as a man, you can do a single thing in God's kingdom. You cannot. All you can simply do is to be an instrument and flow with God. Because it is the invisible hand that cuts out the stone and levels the systems of men. Praise God. Invisible hand is God. Praise God. And that stone begins to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow, and it covers the whole earth. And in the interpretation of the vision, I'm going to read partly in Daniel chapter 2 verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. That kingdom is that stone, not made with hands. It's a spiritual kingdom, not made with hands. Not made by man, see, but rather but by something that is invisible to the human eyes, incomprehensible to man. And that is the invisible hand of God. Praise God. In these days of the kings, shall God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be what? Destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you listening? This kingdom shall stand forever, for as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron and the brass and the clay and the silver and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and this interpretation thereof sure. Are you listening? This dream, this vision is certain. We are seeing something that we want come to pass. Are you listening? In the life of every man. Praise God. You don't need to bother yourself when you see something going a bit awkward, wayward. Don't bother yourself. Know for sure that this small stone, which represents God's kingdom, will overthrow all the kingdoms of this world. Praise God. And it abides forever. It's a kingdom world without what? End. It shall be what? Established forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. When that image is destroyed, what remains is nothing but that which is invisible. So God is restoring his creation back into that, or rather restoring his people back into that original creation, invisible creation that we all came out of. Do you know we all came out of the invisible? We all came out of something that is invisible, infinite. Praise God. But somehow we slept in, you know, in time and in space. We slept in mortality. We slept in the sense of, human living. And we have created a system of our own, systems of the world, beliefs of our own. We have created beliefs about our own selves. You know, our own self is, as men, is already a kingdom on its own. You have your own kingdom, your own belief. And watch what happens when somebody tries to step on your kingdom. Somebody tries to pass through your kingdom to offend you in your kingdom. What happens? You go to war. Isn't it? And every kingdom wants to dominate the other kingdom. And there are alliances here and there, and wars here and there, rumors of wars, and it's confusion. These are the kingdoms of this world which are being overthrown. Write it, understand it. This is happening now. Praise God. You don't need to see it on the CNN. You will not see it on the CNN. You will see it on ABC News. This is happening right now. The stone is already operating. Praise God. And, it's something that is continuous from generation to generation. And a leveling of the kingdoms of men. All the high things in our minds. Those things that we have lifted high above the knowledge of the invisible Lord of glory. These things are being leveled in our hearts right now. Praise God, so that we can once more walk in the true one identity, which is the Lord. Praise God. Haven't you read it? That it says that I am the Lord, and besides me there is what? Praise God. The Lord is that invisible one from eternity. Hallelujah. Praise God. The psalmist says that the wicked are like shaft, isn't it? Psalm chapter 1, and now I begin to understand what he says. Psalm chapter 1 verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like chaff. Praise God. Which the wind driveth away. Therefore the godly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall what? Perish. Who are the ungodly? Who are the unrighteous? Is the ungodly the one that drinks beer? Is the ungodly the one that doesn't go to church? Is the ungodly the one that doesn't tie a scarf on the head? See, all those are just definitions of men. Are you listening? They are all just definitions, lowly, carnal beliefs of men. Praise God. The ungodly, the wicked, the sinner, is the one that walks in a mistaken identity. When you walk outside your true identity, like I say, your true identity is the Lord your God. Because he says, besides me, there is what? There is no other one. So when you walk outside the Lord your God, you dishonor the name. Thou shalt not use my name in what? In vanity, in vain living. You use the name of your Lord what? In vain. And when you do that, you come tumbling down from Mount Zion. Hallelujah. You come tumbling down from the Mount Zion, because the requirement is that you walk in the Spirit, and the Lord is the Spirit. The requirement is that you keep yourself in the name of the Lord. In the name of the one who inhabits eternity. That is the requirement. Praise God. So the wicked are blown away like shaft. When the wind of the Holy Ghost comes. See, what it does is to grind and dissolve and break into pieces every carnality, every attachment to materiality, to a world that is external. Everything that denies the Lord in us is dissolved and taken away with the wind. Hallelujah. That is the ungodly. That is the sinner. Praise God. Everything that is not of God is taken away. so that we can once more realize the beauty of the endless life, world without ends. Everything is taken away right now as you are hearing the word of truth. This message you hear will follow you throughout your life. Even when you depart this body, these messages will continue to vibrate in your mind and it will never leave you. The word will accomplish that which is sent to do in your lives. Praise God. God works in mysterious ways. Never you think that you can do the workings of God on your own. Don't think that you can save people. Praise God. That which saves people is that invisible activity of God, that stone cut out without hands. It's working in the background. Praise God. You know, I've had meetings where at times the halls were full. Great turnout. But you know, at times, not even one of those people there in that congregation, not one of the people there will actually receive what I preach. Do you know that? Do you know it's somebody that is another part of the world? In Haiti. Somebody that is in another part of the world. Upon an island. That will write me and tell me how the message has transformed his life. Praise God. Hallelujah. You remember, this is how God moves. A mysterious, I remember years ago, I wrote an article in a magazine in Italy, and that was the only time I wrote the article. After that, I stopped. This article traveled to another part of Italy and entered into the hands of a brother. A brother who I had known when I was a child. This brother worked for my father, because my father in the past used to be a general in the army, and he used to be, you know, whatever. And he had people who aged and all that. This was one of my father's aides years ago. And eventually this man, we parted away in Ghana. We went to a country called Ghana where my father was ambassador. And this man, you know, worked with my father, was aided my father. But this message miraculously got into the hand of this man. And this man was a devout Christian all these years. I remember years ago, I used to see him always with the Bible when I was young. He was always calm, reserved, always with the Bible. He was a devout Christian. But this article got into his hand. And do you know that today, this guy is walking in the power of the new creation. He's walking in the revelation power of God. He's so filled right now with the wisdom of God. And you can see clearly that God had divinely worked this thing out. It was not by my power, by might. It's just like the eunuch in the book of Acts. You see, who just came across the Bible, came across the sacred text, and was reading them. Praise God, where one disciple appeared to him and interpreted the meaning of what he was reading, and he was saved. Praise God, you can see that it is all by the workings of God. It's not by what we as men do. Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged at times. You can just be there, and a little word that you speak, the angels, the messengers of God can transport that word to another part of the globe. So you can see, when these things happen, you can sit back and realize that God is working. Hallelujah. I remember years ago in Africa, how I got born again. And immediately I got born again, within few weeks, I got born again in a traditional church. And I know I felt a move of the Spirit in me. I felt a shift in me. I felt actually a presence in me. Praise God. And God did not waste time. Within few weeks, a messenger from America came, a Jamaican by the name Paul Seale. He came, you know, and he brought some divine messages. And I tell you, when I heard those messages, my life would not be the same again. So you keep my sojourn in the church system was just a few weeks. Hallelujah. This man of God brought good revelation, is now passed on to the other side. See, but he brought good revelation of the word of God, Cecil Duseal. You can check it out on the internet. He was of Jamaican, you know, origin. And immediately after him, I met another messenger called Hallo White. Oh, hallelujah. Through the voice of this messenger, the Lord led me into the power of the resurrection, and I tasted of the ages, the power of the ages to come. Through this minister, I saw everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. And along the line, you know how it is, we men, one thing happens, when some things happen, and you know, you still need strengthening again from the brethren. It was then I met Gary Sigler. Because then I worked with the power of God. See, the brutal power of God, power of the ages to come. But I did not have a proper revelation of foundational truths. See it? Like imputed righteousness. See it? Like receiving the grace that is in the righteous, you know, in the blood of Jesus. Those simple things passed me by. And at times I struggled in the faith. Until I met people like Sigler. Praise God. And then I met people like also Anthony Den Hartog. Anthony Den Hartog, good, matured messages. Praise God, to establish the hearer, you know, in the, how do I put it, in God's kingdom. That's how it works. All these were divine connections, divine workings of God. See, bringing people along your path in the, you know, the right time, the right moment, see, to meet your need for a particular moment. Hallelujah. Praise God. In your journey into God's kingdom. Hallelujah. It is that stone cut out with invisible hands leveling the image. That image that stands in the way preventing you from realizing the beauty of God's kingdom. See, it is the man of sin that has to be taken away for the Christ to come. Praise God. The old man has to be taken away so that the new man, which is the Christ, the true creature of God, the one who is the image and the likeness of God, the one who inhabits God's kingdom, world without end, he only can come when the old one is taken away. Praise God. So we are called to fellowship on and on. Hallelujah. Allow the workings of the Spirit lead us into a new creation. Praise God. World without ends. Hallelujah. I'm going to round up with Isaiah. Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65 speaks about this entrance, about this new creation that the Father has prepared for every man today. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ made the statement, I prepare a kingdom for you, a world, a realm of joy, peace, salvation. Hallelujah. I give you a realm that never passes away. I give you the all power. I give you immortality. I give you a world without end. So I will cause you to stand upon the rock of ages. upon a foundation that is immovable. Hallelujah. With your eyes you will see that which is ungodly perish. 1,000 by your right, isn't it? 10,000 by your left. But it shall not what? It shall not come near you, because you are standing on the rock of ages. You are standing in the new creation, in the world without end. Incidentally, the New Jerusalem that we see is a city set upon a hill. When John saw the New Jerusalem, in the book of Revelation, he saw that the city was upon a high mountain. Praise God. That is the spirit dimension, the spirit realm, the high dimensions of God's dwelling. A kingdom that is established that cannot be moved. Pure gold, meaning a kingdom that is incorruptible, that stands the test of time. It goes beyond time. Doesn't change, doesn't grow old. That is our inheritance. We have an inheritance that is immovable. Hallelujah. Praise God. Right now, you can take your flight into God's kingdom and begin to enjoy right now. Enjoy newness of life right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 65 verse 13. I'm going to round up with these verses. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold your servants, my servants, shall eat and you shall be hungry. My servants shall drink and you shall be thirsty. Behold my servants shall rejoice and you shall be what? Ashamed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. Praise God. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for the Lord shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. Now, who are the others? He's talking about that which rejects the entreaties of the Lord, because what the Lord today is doing is calling those who have ears to come into God's kingdom freely. Praise God. He's giving every man that grace, that free ability to enter into God's kingdom. But seemingly not everybody accepts this, isn't it? At times we want to wrestle, isn't it? At times people want to wrestle with the will of God. They want to carry on with their life in this world. Some people have, you know, rather loved the world more than loving God. See, some people have turned their back on the kingdom so that they may gain this world. See, the glories of this world, the elusive glories of this world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Some people, they know this is true, but they can't comprehend losing all for God's kingdom. Praise God. And what it says there is that you shall continue your tribulation while my servants enter into a dimension of, you know, how would I put it? Of paradise. Praise God. Where there is no more hunger, no more thirst. See, where there is no more sorrow, you shall continue on in your sorrowing and in your tears and in your hunger and in your thirst. Praise God. And the Lord affirms here is that his servants shall be called by another name. Do you know the name that the servants of the Lord shall be called by? What name shall the servants of the Lord be called by? Because it's written here, and shall call his servants by another name. Let's move on. That he that who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear in the God, by the God of what? Truth. For the former troubles are forgotten because they are hid from mine eyes. For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Hallelujah. But you be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and a people a joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Are you listening? I create Jerusalem, you know, a rejoicing. See it. Praise God. No more sorrow, no more tears, no more pain. A people of joy. When are you going to start to rejoice? It's right now. When are you going to start to enjoy life? Right now. As you begin to receive this word of truth, praise God, as you begin to bless yourself in the God of truth, all these things that we're hearing is all about bringing about an awareness of the God of truth. It's written in 1 John. He has come to give us an understanding that we might have a knowledge of Him that is true. And this is the true God and what? Eternal life. And that we're in Him that is true. In the New Jerusalem, in the words without end, we bless in the name of the Lord. We speak in the name of the Lord. We have our being in the Lord. We walk in the Lord. All these things are written here. They are not hidden from any man. Everything is written in the Bible. It says, he that blessed himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. It speaks about having your being in the God of truth. He that sweareth in the earth shall swear in the God of truth. That is in Christ, the true God and eternal life. We have our being in Him. We all share that one name, that one identity. We are baptized by that one spirit into that one name, and we speak that by that one voice of the Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Isn't this written in 1 John chapter 5? Hallelujah. I create Jerusalem a rejoicing. Rejoice right now. Begin by faith to begin to liberate yourself from the problems that this external world has. See it. Don't look anymore on the physical condition of the body. Don't look anymore on your doctor's reports. Don't look anymore of your past or your past failures. On your disappointments, family, friends. Forget all that and enter right now into the new dispensation in God. I create a new heavens and a new earth. Hallelujah. Where the former things shall no longer come into mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. Amen. Verse 24. Let's run on with this verse. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Amen. And while they are speaking, I will what? I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain, says the Lord. See, it's all confirming here that all this is upon the holy mountain, this new creation. See, it's a holy mountain, an eternal mountain, Mount Zion. The gathering of all the nations unto the name of the Lord. Pray God. Where there is no more hurt, no more pain. Where we all live in harmony in the name of the Lord. We all live in one. No more divisions. See it. No more strivings. Everything in one, in harmony, in love. Praise God. This is the realm of all power. That's why it says that before they call, I will what? I will answer. See it. Before they speak, I will what? Hear. Because you now live in God. You walk in the power of the ages to come. You walk in the all power. All power in heaven and earth is given unto me. It's not power that is given to you to demonstrate. It doesn't mean that you go out upon the sea and begin to walk and call the whole radio stations and television, you know, studios to come and film you walking on the sea. We're talking of power to reign in life. Power to reign in perfect peace when nothing can tamper with your joy throughout all what? Eternity. Hallelujah. He says that your day shall be like the tree. Have you seen a tree? The tree, you see some of those trees are ageless. That means you shall never die. You live on and on in eternity. A world without end. Praise God. Today is the day, right now is the time of your salvation. Praise God. The Christ has come to give us understanding right now. And we have received that understanding. See it. The understanding is that we are in Him. We are all one creature in Christ. And this is the true God and eternal life. We are one. Now the time has come to lay down aside our high beliefs and everything and to walk in love and in harmony. To walk in the reality of this new creation in the Spirit. It's the work of the Spirit. A world without end. God bless you, brethren. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you. Exalt your name. Thank you for this open door into this new creation, into this world without end. Hallelujah. We submit ourselves to your feet and receive with humility this word that is able to save our souls. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for your love and your grace. Thank you for the power of redemption that is working in our lives. Be exalted, O King. Be exalted, O Mighty One. Let your name be exalted in our lives. Let your name be seen in our lives. Be glorified in us. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Oh, thank God. Now, while we were just giving that short prayer, I think the Lord showed you something you want to share with the brethren.
Praise the Lord. As we concluded the prayer, the Lord showed me this antique sandals, the one they showed that they use in the olden days, in the time of Jesus.
The olden days, leather sandals. Praise God, hallelujah. The Lord showed you leather sandals. Hallelujah. Are we ready to put on that sandal right now? And to begin a new work in God. A new work in God's creation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. A new work in God's creation, God's world. Hallelujah. Declaring the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. With this sandal that the Lord is giving us, we tread over the power of the enemies. And nothing can harm us. Hallelujah. We tread over the lies of the devil. The serpent head. We bruise it under our feet. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a call today to new creation work. By faith, walk in this thing right now. New heavens and new earth. A world without end. God bless you. Amen.
Of the wind.
into the valleys. You water creation from your throne. How many and wonderful are all your works, O Lord, created in wisdom. The heavens and earth are full of your glory. Oh,